بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continuing with our lessons on how to gain a perfect salah and how to correct our salah so that we can get the maximum benefit of salah, which is the greatest ibadat after iman. And when we perfect our salah, then what we can gain, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person cannot explain. So we did the first lesson, now we start with the second lesson. Sabak daum, niyat, takbir tahrima wa qiyam. The second lesson is now starting with the actual salah, that with regard to our niyat, intention, and then takbir tahrima. That is the takbir, the first takbir that you say, Allahu Akbar, that makes everything haram now. You're not allowed to look around, to walk, to talk, etc. That is why it's called takbir-e-tahreema. The takbir that makes everything haram, and qiyam in the standing posture. So this second sabak is with regard to these aspects of salah. Baad uske mukh taraf kaaba ke khara hokar kare. After a person has done what we have learned in the first, in the introduction, in the first sabak, that now you did all your purity, your wuzu, etc., istinja, all properly. Now with proper etiquette, proper adab, proper respect, you realize how great salah is the combination of all the ibadat, of all the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the combination and the summary of all other ibadat also. And this is such a great gift that if a person doesn't realize this gift, Allahu Akbar. It comes in the Quran Sharif also, those people who don't realize the value of sunnah and don't realize the value of deen. And in the hadith also it comes, in the Quran Sharif, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. People that will be chewing their fingers, some up to their wrists, some up to their elbows, some up to their whole shoulders. Then like in this world, you must one deal. You say, I feel like kicking myself. If we didn't realize the value of salah in this world, and now in akhirat, then we'll say, we'll be chewing our fingers. And what a great loss I suffered. So when a person works towards realizing the value of salah, the greatness, and then now a person now comes to salah, becomes focused. As we learned all the time, that to be focused, I'm coming into the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when you come here, now you face the Kaaba Sharif, and you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person realizes this, now, and that is the object and purpose of coming to this khanka, coming to the khankas, that is to gain this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To realize the position of Allah, to realize the value of the gifts Allah Ta'ala has given us, the gift of salah, which is much, much more valuable than the whole world put together. Allah Akbar. And that is why our Shaykh says so beautifully, that our Dada Shaykh says, a khanka where just you come and eat and drink and sleep, then that's not a khanka, it's a khamaka. Khamaka. You're just playing around, you just came to waste your time. A khanka is jaha logo ke ah ah nikalte hai. Where middle of the night you hear people taking out their deep sighs, ah Allah. I didn't know what is life. I didn't know what is ibadat. I didn't know what is salah. I didn't know what is this connection. I spent 20, 30, 40, 50 years of my life. Ah, oh Allah, please forgive me. Oh Allah, I need your connection. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah Ta'ala will never ever say that 50 years you wasted, now you want to come to me. Now you got no friends, now your pockets are empty, now you coming? No, never, ever. There's an incident mentioned by Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi, that a person 90-year-old, worshipping idol, and he's got his idol in his room, and every day he goes in front of his idol and he worships, Ya Sanam. Sanam in Arabic means, oh my idol, oh my God. Every day, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam. And what that dead thing, lion, it can't benefit, it can't harm him. It's just a stone, but this poor person, when you go towards sin, your mind becomes clogged and you lose your brains also. But this person 90 years worshipping his idol. One day by mistake, his tongue twisted. Instead of saying sonam, he said somad. And somad is one of the special qualities of Allah. Allah, that great independent being. The moment he said somad, Allah Ta'ala turned his attention to him and said, oh my banda, what you want? Malaika in fact objected and they said, Ya Allah, he didn't say it referring to you. Just he made his tongue twisted and out of mistake. Allah Ta'ala says, if I don't reply to him, what is the difference between the loving Allah and the dead God of his? So Allah Ta'ala is waiting for us to turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So when we come here to the Khanqah and we listen to the programs, we make our zikr, then this reality will come into us that way I'm coming to. I'm coming to the royal court of Allah. And as we will learn now in the sabak, Allahu Akbar, what a great gift this is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with. So a person comes with this focus in mind, that think of the previous sabak that we have done, and very important to make mashk, to try and exercise. In other words, think of the previous sabak and bring it to mind all the time. Then this will help us to increase and to focus on our salah. Now you're coming into the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, facing the direction of the Qibla. And why should we face the direction of the Qibla? Yeah, it's explained so beautifully. Sir usme ye hai ke Kaaba naav zameen hai aur tamam zameen isi se phailai gayi hai. Paidaish jism aadmi ki khaak se hai. So when the secret and the wisdom of facing Kaaba Sharif is that the Kaaba Sharif is the navel, is the central focal point of the world. As and the, it is like for in geographical ways, they got many ways to determine what is the center point of the world. And with all their different calculations, they all lead to the same point that Kaaba Sharif is directly the center point of the world. And according to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he has explained in his Fazail Amal, how did the earth start? The whole world was full of water. It was only water. Allah Ta'ala made where the Kaaba Sharif is, Allah made a bubble come out. From there Allah Ta'ala started spreading earth. So the first point of earth, that is the first place of sand, is where the Kaaba Sharif is. So that is our focal point and our central point. And namaz mein zameen isi pe naab zameen hai aur tamam zameen usi se phailai gayi, and then that is the focal and central point, and from there now the earth has spread. Now Allah Ta'ala spread earth. How much Allah Ta'ala want to spread the earth? And paidaish jism aadmi ki khaak se, and our creation is also from sand. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. We have created insan, that is the first human being, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, created him from sand and water mixture. So we are made, that is our origin. And everything is inclined towards the origin. So naturally we should be inclined towards that direction, that is our origin. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from sand. Now we might be thinking, we not created from sand. We are created from nutfa, from the droplet of sperm. But the droplet of sperm is made from blood. Blood is made from the food we eat. The food we eat grows from the ground. Whatever it is, whether it's animal, meat also, animals are eating the vegetation of the ground. That is how they're growing. Vegetables come from the earth. So everything is coming from the earth, so that earth, the food that we eat from the earth forms the blood, that forms our semen, and that is how Allah Ta'ala now made the generation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam grow. So the central and focal point of our origin is Kaaba Sharif. So when you come and you're facing your origin, then you'll have a stronger connection and link. And so that is the origin of the body. Now this body, this insan is made of a composition of two. Not just the body and the soul. If the body, its origin is the sand from the ground, now where's the origin of its reality, the soul? Where was the soul face? جب ظاہر جسمن اپنی کو طرف اس کی اصل کی متوجہ کیا باطن کو بھی یعنی روح کو طرف اس کی اصل یعنی حق تعالی تو جو پیدا کرنے والا اس کا متوجہ کرنا چاہیے. When you have faced and you have made your outward, your body, you have faced it towards its original, that is towards Kaaba, towards its roots. Now your internal, that is your soul, also turn it towards its original. And where is the origin of the soul? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. They ask you, where does the soul come from? This comes from Allah. It's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your soul should be focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the Buzurgs have mentioned so beautifully that your body is facing Kaaba Sharif. Your heart should be facing the Arsh of Allah. You should be turned, your attention now should be focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now I am in the presence of the great king, Allah Rabbul Izzat, my creator, my sustainer. So turn your attention of your heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or now and realize and understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this human being. From the sand and the soul Allah ta'ala has put. And what a human being Allah ta'ala has made. As Hazrat explained yesterday in the Asar Bayan, that Allahu Akbar, just from that droplet of semen, how Allah ta'ala has made the material of your heart, which is so delicate. A fly have to sit on the heart and it will cause problem. An open heart that they busy with surgery. A fly have to sit, it will cause problem. So how Allah Ta'ala has created this human being and how, what Allah Ta'ala has given us abilities. What a brain Allah Ta'ala has given us. Today we get astonished and we overtaken. One insan manufactures one walkie-talkie doll and we shock, hey, see how that doll is walking, talking, that small machine that's in that doll. Or display phones of the children and we get excited. We don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ. That from the signs of Allah is we created you from sand. And now you are bashar, you are human being. You walking around, you talking, you moving, you doing this. You doing big, big buildings, you talking so much. Don't you see? Aren't you astonished? So why you should be astonished for toys and be astonished with yourself and not just yourself, the creation of Allah. Allah, what a khalaqi azim. What a great creator Allah Ta'ala is. That from the lowest material, today you want to manufacture any good machinery. You use the best material. You see that you resource the best material. Allah Ta'ala made the greatest machine. And Allah Ta'ala used the most useless material, so to say. The earth. People trample on the earth. We urinate on the earth. We spit on the earth. But from that, what Allah Ta'ala made? A Buzurg says so beautifully that Allah ki kudrat dekhna hai to ek mush khaak ko dekho. If you want to see the kudrat of Allah, then look at that handful of sand. How Allah Ta'ala has transformed you into a bashar, a human being, and what you are doing today. So we should be astonished. So we should be turning our focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this body Allah gave me, but without the ruh, what can this body do? It can't do nothing. So my ruh must be focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when you focus your body now towards Kaaba, its origin, your ruh towards the origin, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you focus, you're standing in front of Kaaba, you're standing towards Kaaba Sharif, and your heart is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, or hamesha, awqat-e panch namaz, bila shubah-e waqt darbar, darbar aur huzur ka jankar hajat ahajat apne arz kare. Allahu Akbar. And now always remember that without doubts in the time, 5 times a day Allah has appointed me to present myself in the royal court of Allah. Allah has appointed me, Allah has called me that I am giving you an appointment 5 times a day. Like if a person, your father, is gone old now, and he says, my son, before you go to the shop, every day come see me. This time come see me. And you go with enjoyment, I must go meet my father. He set up the business, everything, he put us up. So you go with enjoyment, I must meet, or you know your mother is gone old now, how much she did for you. Now the certain time, you take out time every day to go meet. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. To get an appointment, forget the state president is too high. To get an appointment by an ordinary counselor, a minister, big deal, sort a lot of red tape. Yeah, Allah, the kings of kings is giving us appointment. And announcing, special invitation, muazzin, don't forget your appointment. Announcement is made. Come, you coming to the royal court. You coming to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what a great honor it is. And when you coming to the royal court, for what you are coming to the royal court? When you go to the counselor, you go to the state president, you got your notes. Hey, I have to get this, I have to ask this, I have to ask that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us that, hajat apni arz kare. That not Allah is in need of us, that we have to come, so Allah needs us, so He's calling us. Aliyazu billah, Allah is not in need of us. Allah is not in need of our ibadat. Allah knows, Allah has created us, and like our Shaykh says so beautifully, we the parcel of Allah. Allah knows our needs better than us. And Allah Ta'ala knows how to fulfill our needs.
So Allah Ta'ala is saying, you come, realize you my servant, you my royal servant. Now come and beg for your needs by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah Ta'ala has said in the Qur'an Kareem, all of you, every human being, you are registered beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. All of you put together, the whole world, you are registered fakirs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If any person or the world decides that no, we will club our resources together, that make one big, huge company, United Nations, and we don't need Allah ta'ala, aliyazu billah, they'll all fail. And we can see all the so-called superpowers that want to cut Allah ta'ala out of their equation, how they are failing, left, right and center, wholesale, hopelessly they are failing. But sadly, when our eyes of the heart are not open, we can't see their failure. We think, no, they are ruling the world, they are ruling absolutely nothing. They can't control their own heart. Hazrat explained so beautifully many years ago, one heart surgeon had to do a heart operation on a patient. The patient was given anesthetic, everything. He just bowed down to start the operation, he got a heart attack. So if you don't have control of your own heart, you don't have control of your own self, what all your resources put together, club it all, the whole world, human beings, and say we don't need Allah Ta'ala, aliyazu billah, impossible. Every split moment, every movement of us, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala knows that we are in need of us. And Allah ta'ala is not that independent being that says, I'm not cared, you fulfill your own needs. Allah ta'ala has created us, and out of His mercy, Allah wants us, want to fulfill our needs. But Allah ta'ala wants that we show that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That son who shows that he needs his father, how much more his father don't pay attention to him. When that son who acts independent, the father say, go and sort yourself out. And not long, he hits himself into a wall. He doesn't know where to go to. He has to come back. So if we realize from the start that Allah is calling me, royal invitation, I am going to the court of Allah, and I am going to present my needs, and not only my needs, or another aspect is, I am going to make shukriya to Allah Ta'ala. I'm going to be grateful to my Allah, who's my muhsin-e haqiqi, that great being who gave me this life, who gave me this body, who gave me this soul, who gave me this mind, this little understanding that I understand, this is the call of my Allah, the royal court I have to go to. So all the time a person should be grateful to Allah. And the more you grateful to Allah, the more Allah Ta'ala will increase you. So that is basically the beginning. When you come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realize that now my body is focused to my origin, my soul is focused to my origin. I have come here, Allah ta'ala has given me the honor to be present in His royal court, and here to beg for my needs, and to make my thanksgiving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ab bayan namaz ka aur mana alfaz ke misal par samjhe. Now the explanation of the namaz itself and the words that we're going to present in our namaz by means of examples, understand this. Masalan, jis waqt koi banda qasd-e munajat aur arz hajat ka dil mein mukarrar karke hazir-e darbar-e khas ka ho aur nihayat ta'zim aur aqeeda durust aur niyat khalis se rubaru is badshah-e aliya ke kara hokar aur rukh ikhtilafat ka aur taraf se hata kar kahe Allahu Akbar. Allah, but if now a person should realize that now when you intend to go and meet the great king, when you got an appointment with, like we said, important person in your eyes, whoever he might be, very important person, now what you are doing before that appointment? Before that appointment, you preparing yourself also. Then you prepare for preparing your body, I must dress properly. Then you preparing your mind, that I must go properly, focus on time also, I must be there for the appointment. And then not only that, now you learning what words must I present in front of the court. How must I say, what words must I present to this honorable personality, and how should I address him, and in which way? So in this way a person should ponder and think that now I am going to be in secret talking with my creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Munajat. Allah is giving me the opportunity, although the whole Jamaat is there, but each one is in secret conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how should I present my needs in front of Allah? How should I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thus you determine in your heart already. You fix it before time, that how should I present this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you would realize that now I am going to be presented in the court of my Allah, in the darbar, in the very royal court, Allahu Akbar. In this world to go to the royal court, to go to the president's house or to parliament, it's a big job. No ordinary person can just get an appointment. Even to go and sit in parliament is a big story. Here Allah Ta'ala is calling us to His royal court. The masajids, they are the palaces of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we should realize, we should appreciate that Allah Ta'ala has allowed me, and as we have learned the introduction, that no guards, nothing, Allah Ta'ala has given me free entrance. Now what nihayat ta'zim, extreme great respect, realizing who is Allah, how great is my King, how magnificent Allah, the creator of the whole world, in whose hand the whole world Allah Ta'ala has got the earth, one small, it's like a dot in the hand of Allah, so to say, in the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as Hazrat explains, just one cloud, how heavy, how many million tons of water in there, forget one cloud, the celestial bodies, the sun, how huge it is. 900 earths worth in the sun. Allahu Akbar. So huge it is. And then the other heavenly bodies are even more huge than that. And Allah Ta'ala is controlling. And this one earth, how many other the earths they are. And how many other, Allahu Akbar, how many other creations Allah Ta'ala has made. So now I am presenting myself with this intention now that I am going to present my knees in front of that great honorable king, the great honorable master, or aqeedah durust kare. And very important, correct your aqeedah, your beliefs, your iman, that know Allah as Allah is, not how we think of Allah. Don't imagine Allah to be sitting on a throne like a human. No, aliyazu billah. That is why we are so fortunate. We have the lessons of aqeedah. That we must learn how Allah is. And know Allah how Allah is. And Allah Ta'ala taught us how He is by sending His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So with so much honor, with so much respect, you should stand in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Knowing, having proper aqeedah and belief. And thus we don't have to determine on our own. Allah Ta'ala has sent His most honorable, beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have to reach Allah. But without Muhammadur Rasulullah, impossible to reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come to the earth to show us how to reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How to respect Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What type of adab and respect to be in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So how fortunate are we that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala did not leave it to ourselves that we should think what is the respects of Allah. We should think what is the greatness. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, Innama bu'istu mu'allima. Allah has taught, send me here as a teacher to teach you people. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba. They taught the Tabi'in. Tabi'in taught the Tabi Tabi'in. Until today we get this whole silsila, this chain that we learn from our pious elders. They have learned from their elders. And this is how it goes that you say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform the salah as you see me performing salah. So when you learn from a great pious person who has learned from his elders, then it is as if though you are learning from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Without this chain on your own, just in your kitabs, you are trying to learn and trying to understand the greatness of Allah, you'll make a big mistake. And you'll put yourself into great mess like today, Allahu Akbar, with all computer programs. People want to understand deen from the internet, want to become ulama from the internet, or want to understand the Bukhari Sharif on their own, etc. You won't understand if you are not present and you don't know the situation. How are you going to understand the deen of Allah? Deen is not just mere from kitabs. Deen is practical, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown. And Hazrat gives a beautiful example here. And presently this example is so apt that how people are making mistakes. For example, Hazrat says, if a father is laying on his bed Sunday morning and he tells his son, or in the evening he's laying on his bed and he tells his son, Abdullah, bring me water. So Abdullah knows my father is laying on the bed. He knows that my father wants water, but what he'll take water? He'll take in a glass of water. His father wants to drink water, so he takes a glass of water. Then Sunday morning, his father is standing outside by the car. His sleeves are folded up, and he's standing outside the car. And he says, Abdullah, bring me water. Now what will Abdullah take water? He'll take water in a bucket. My father wants to wash the car. So the person who is present, he will know. The words are the same. Abdullah, bring me water. So if you just learn from the internet, you just learn the hadith, that bring me water, you won't know. You'll interpret the wrong occasion. That you'll say, in the evening the father wanted water, they took a bucket of water for him. And in the morning when he wanted to wash his car, your father asked for water, you didn't know the situation. So Sahaba were present. Then they taught their students that were present, and they taught. And this is how we will learn our deen. So we should understand and realize how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has called us to His royal court, such a great occasion. But Allah ta'ala has sent His royal example also, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach us. So that is why we have to follow our deen. And when you get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which came down to Sahaba and from our pious servants, then muhabbat khud adabi muhabbat sikati. Now how to stand in the court of Allah? A person on his own. Love teaches the etiquette of love on his own. When you love your mother, you know how to make love with your mother. You won't make love with your mother how you make love with your wife, or how you talk to your sister in love. There you talk, you joking, but your mother, you'll have a different way of talk with love. So to learn how to make love, as you get the love of Allah, on your own you'll realize, when I stand in the court of Allah, I can't stand, my one leg is up, or I'm standing like I'm just Lexi Davies, or I'm standing like I'm standing next to my friend. No, with total attention, and with great respect in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And now you know that I'm going to ask my niyas from Allah. And niyas khalis se rubaru is bachai aliya. And what the intention must be totally clear. And total ikhlas. That I'm only standing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only want my Allah. And I only want to be in front of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah has given me the occasion to be directly present in front of the high court, the great master, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Bacha Ali Jah, the greatest king. Now I am directly in the presence of Allah, and not only am I in the presence of Allah, Allah's focus is upon me 100%. Allah Ta'ala is with me. When Allah says in zikr, Allah Ta'ala says, Ana jalisu man zakarani. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that I am the companion of that person who remembers me. And salah is akimi salat al zikri. Establish namaz for my remembrance. Allah Ta'ala is now immediately with you, focusing His special attention upon you. And now when you realize that now what great honor, respect, what the proper aqidah, proper iman, Allah, what the proper intention, that bring one Allah in your heart, as Hazrat has explained so beautifully. When your intention is only for one Allah, you got the great Allah in front of you. Now whatever action you're going to do, our actions are useless, it's worth nothing. It's like just adding a zero. But because you got the one, whatever zero, you say your Allahu Akbar, it's a zero. Now you're reading your sana, another zero. Your namaz is just increasing, value is increasing. But when you didn't have the niyat of Allah from the beginning, and this is niyat. Niyat is not it's not the talk of the tongue, as we will learn in front, inshallah, we'll come to that. It is actually the condition of the heart. That you know I'm in the presence of Allah, and I'm only doing it for my Allah. Allah Ta'ala has commanded me. So my iman is there. I am the slave of Allah. I'm very honorable. I'm very honored that Allah has allowed me to fulfill this duty of His, to fulfill this duty of mine towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when a person realizes this, and you're standing in the court of Allah, or ruh iltifat ka aur taraf se hata. And now turn your attention totally away from everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn your attention and focus solely towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now I am in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the more your inner side is, your inner is made. That means the more your zikr is, the more you make your zikr, the more you gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you realize immediately Allah ta'ala's attention is towards me. And Allah's full attention, and Allahu Akbar, imagine to be present in the court of Allah. A person, Hazrat gives such a beautiful example. You get the honor of going for ziyarat to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To go for ziyarat to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a very great honor. And we just like few meters away from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And our aqidah is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive. His attention is towards me. But to go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how much effort is needed? A person needs his passport, he needs his visa, he needs that money, he has to go for that long journey. With all that, with how much eagerness you're going. Before time you're telling everybody, I'm going for ziyarat, I'm going, and as we learn from our Hazrat, don't just say I'm going to Madina Sharif, say I'm going to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm going for that special occasion. So your eagerness, you're looking forward, and when you come close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know I'm in the court, in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's presence, how great, we can't imagine. Ba'das khuda buzur tuhi kisa muhtasar. After Allah Ta'ala, the greatest personality is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Allah is Allah. Allah Ta'ala is now allowing you that without real effort, without much spending, mega amount you're spending for your wuzu, your clothing, etc., little effort, and here you directly in the presence of Allah Himself. You in the court of Allah, and not once or twice, five times a day Allah Ta'ala knew we won't realize the value of this, so Allah out of His kindness made it for us, that you must come and meet me. And then when you realize the value of this, and as Hazrat explained yesterday in the Jummah Bayan, now you want to get closer to Allah. When you get this enjoyment, now you engage in nafal ibadat. Now whenever you get the opportunity, you just engage in nafal namaz. You engage in tilawat of Quran Sharif, in zikr. Now out of the masjid also, you in the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person hears this and you turn your attention totally away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you realize that I only want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you in the court of Allah and you say, Allahu Akbar, what great respect. There is no, Allah is the greatest. There is nobody greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa kamithli shay. Who can match Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's no be, I don't know of anybody greater than Allah. There can't be anybody greater than Allah. How great is my kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now when you realize this, then the benefit, to usi waqt, Badshah Alija apne bande ke qasd aur irada par muttali hokar, inayat-e khas marhamat farmata hai. Allahu Akbar. Immediately, when Allah Ta'ala sees that now my servant has realized my greatness, and he has come to my court, and now Allah Ta'ala knows that my servant, Allah is aware of every action of us. Allah Ta'ala knows that intentionally we have come into His court to beg needs, to beg our needs from Allah Ta'ala. Immediately Allah Ta'ala's special mercy, Allah Ta'ala descends upon us. We standing now in the court of Allah, and now Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat is descending. And the dua that we make, Rabbi khfirli zunubi, waftah li abwaab rahmati. That oh Allah, remove all my sins that's going to block all this rahmat coming. Now open the doors of rahmat. So immediately Allah, when you got just the beginning, just attention, your body is focused, your heart is focused towards Allah, your mind is focused, you realize the greatness of Allah, your aqidah is correct, and now you said, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, now Allah Ta'ala immediately his attention is towards you, aur utar dono haatho ka takbir mein, just the bardar hona, dono jahan se, and now when you said, Allahu Akbar, now you freed yourself from both the worlds. That I don't want to do anything. I don't want this world, and I don't even want the world of the year after also. In reality, I only want my Allah. I only want my devil. Agar tu ek mera to har shay meri. Asma mera zameen meri. If Allah is mine, the whole world is mine. If Allah is not mine, nothing is mine. So now Allah has given us this opportunity to build a special connection with Allah. That when you say, Allahu Akbar, oh Allah, I only want you, oh Allah. And in fact, this is the reality as we build our salah, and we build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then like great personalities, Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi alayhi, when she used to get up at tahajjud at night, she says, Ya Allah, if I'm getting up and standing in your presence because I'm fearful of Jannah, Jahannam, then throw me into Jannah. If I'm getting up because I'm desirous of Jannah, then deprive me of Jannah. But if I'm getting up because I want you, O Allah, then make me yours, Ya Allah. If you got Allah, Allah Akbar, Ayaz, he knew the value of the king. So he went to put his hand on the king and he said, I want the king. All the ministers, they were greedy for the ulterior motives. Their intention was not sincere. They were not serving the king for the benefit of, for the king's pleasure, for their own benefit. So they ran after the jewels. Allah Akbar, is like Hazrat explained so beautifully. If my mother tells her daughter that if you do this work for me in the kitchen, then I will give you 50 rand. Now the daughter is happy, my mother is going to give her 50 rand. But if that daughter every after 15 minutes, half an hour, Ammi, where's my 50 rand? Ammi, where's my 50 rand? How the mother will get upset? That you're only doing it just for this 50 rand. What's wrong with you? Take the 50 rand. But if that daughter or the mother presents that 50 rand,
And you say, Ammi, I didn't do it for the 50 rand. I did it for your love. I don't want this. I don't need this 50. How then mother's heart will melt? So even a person who's working for a boss, and he tells his boss, I'm working for your pleasure, for you. Any time you can call me, that boss will melt towards him. Like a son works in the business, a daughter works in the business, there's no wages outwardly stipulated for them. Why? They're working for the love of the father. And when they need something, how? So when we come here, our niyat is iman, it is the command of Allah. Allah is going to reward us also, but our object also shouldn't even be sawab. Whether Allah rewards me or not, just to be present in the court of Allah, what a great honor. Then how much Allah Ta'ala is going to reward us. So when a person realizes this, Allah Ta'ala's special mercies are descending. And one is that you say, I'm independent from both the worlds. And secondly, you surrender. You have hands up. I hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why when you lift your hands also properly, inshallah, this will be done at the end of the course. What is practical namaz? Lift our hands, our palms should be facing the Qibla Sharif. And like this, and the thumb should be in line with the ear lobes. Not some of us, we just half-hearted lifting the hands, or we're closing our lift the hands like we have surrendered. That now I'm surrendered in front of my great master. And when you surrender in front of your master, it's not like you're going to be punished, aliyazu billah. You are just going to be favored. You are just going to be blessed with the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my intention is only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us Allahu Akbar. Now when you have present yourself in that way, or Allah Ta'ala's attention and special mercies. And what does it mean, Allah's attention? Allah's kindness, Allah's special mercy is now descending upon a person. Or utana dono hatko fear faida, niyat or takbir faraz hai. To make our intention and to say the first takbir at tahreema, Allahu Akbar. To raise the hands, that is sunnah. To say the words Allahu Akbar, the first Allahu Akbar, that is called takbir at tahreema, which makes everything haram. To say it so loud that you hear yourself, that is faraz. Many of us are negligent in this. First of all, our niyat. Niyat is the condition of the heart. That a person knows, I'm standing in the court of Allah. I'm coming to fulfill this responsibility of mine that Allah has made faraz upon me. So I'm fulfilling this responsibility of ibadat. That is niyat. Yes, a person who's a beginner, a person shouldn't be repeating his namaz, his niyat, with his tongue for 20, 30 years. That it becomes bidat. But intention is the condition of the heart. A person is in a beginner, like in the madrasa, in the maktab, they teach you in the beginning that I'm performing namaz, facing towards the Qibla, faraz namaz for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is just to get used to it. That is, it comes in your heart. Now when it's in your heart, you focus, you know, that is your niyat. I've come only here for my one Allah. And then the takbir at tahreema, to be very, very cautious with this. Many of us, but sometimes we don't even utter the words. We our mouths are closed. Lips is not even moving. And we imagining, I said Allahu Akbar. We lift our hands, we thought we started namaz. Lifting your hands haven't made you start namaz. You haven't yet entered into namaz. So if you, it shouldn't happen. 30, 50 years you perform namaz and you go into qabr, you see, oh, there's no namaz in my book of deeds. You haven't started namaz. So to say takbir at tahreema, Allahu Akbar, so loud that you can hear yourself. Not so loud that now you disturb the whole this thing. Just that you can hear yourself, Allah. So that is important, necessary, and especially sometimes when a person is late, imam is already going into ruku. Now you say Allahu Akbar, not to start your namaz, just to go into ruku. So that wasn't your takbir at tahreema. You haven't yet started your namaz. You first have to say Allahu Akbar. And for a split moment, stand in that qiyam posture. Now the second Allahu Akbar, that is sunnah. Now when you're saying that Allahu Akbar to go into ruku, that is sunnah. If you must that out, you'll must out the sunnah. But the first one you must out your faraz. So how important? So to know that the niyat and Allah takbir e tahreema is faraz. Baad uske istiftah hai, aur usme tazim aur tawheed hai. After that, now you present your words of opening discussion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How when you go to a great king, when you go to a honorable meeting, now how you going to present your, how you going to make salam to that person, how you going to talk to that person, words of honor, etc. So now Allah Ta'ala has taught us how
how we should show our honor and what Tawheed, knowing Allah is the only greatest being in the world. Nobody greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is that one and only being who is Malikul Mulk, the kings of all kings. And how fortunate are we that Allah ta'ala has taught us through His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, where we know what our ignorance, what our stupidity, even an ordinary person in this world, we want to address and we think I'm saying words of honor, but we say words of disrespect. Then to our mashayikh, our sheikhs, our ustads, sometimes we think we're saying words of honor, we're saying words of disrespect. Our parents, so Allah Rabbul Izzat, how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes the more a person is great, the more he wants titles and honor and so many titles. And all those titles put you into a great mess. Like Azad explained also, one orator, that is lecturer, he went to one masjid for bayan. And so he knows his bayan is very long, he finishes very late. And there was nobody really to host him, he had to go to the hotel. So he booked his hotel room, everything, and he made an arrangement. He told the manager, I'll come very late, so please tell the security that this one man is coming, he'll come late. So they even gave him the keys, said, no problem, you come late, the security will open the gate. When he came, 12 o'clock at night, security, he rang the bell, asked, who is it? He said, Hazrat, Haji, Allama, Mufti, the Sheikh, Qari. So the security got scared. They told me, one man is coming here, there's 10, 15 people here. He just put the phone down, he slept away. In the morning we asked him, he complained, what happened? My room was booked. He says, no, you said one person is coming. Here 15 people were here, I got scared, what will happen to that room? So Allah Ta'ala, imagine what titles we supposed to have used. But Allah Ta'ala has made it so simple, so easy. Now you present your opening salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Yani saat paaki ke yaad karta hu main tujhko ae Allah. That oh Allah, announcing your purity, that oh Allah, you are extremely pure. You have got no weakness, you have got no blemishes. And not that aliyazu billah, that Allah Ta'ala was first weak like us, we were small babies. We couldn't do anything for ourselves. We had to mess our napkins. They had to change us. And now you became a great buzrug, great allama. People is respecting you. No, Allah is pure as ever, from ever, forever. Allah Ta'ala is just pure. So you are announcing, oh Allah, I announce your purity. I acknowledge you are the most pure being. And in your heart you realize how filthy am I. How dirty, but Allah Ta'ala has taught me how to announce His purity. So this opening words of praise, you making your salam, so to say, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just think now, what all that aspects you came, you made your, you made your taharat, you made your adab, you entered the masjid properly, you standing properly with that attention, focus, I'm standing in front of the great king, you surrendered yourself, and now you started your discussion, your salam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, I announce your purity, you are extremely pure, your purity is in fact beyond my imagination also, ya Allah, and then Allahu Akbar, wa tabarakazm, wa bihamdi. All praises also only for you, O Allah. Whatever praises they can be. Four types of praises. One is a person praises himself, which you shouldn't do. And that is a height of stupidity. One is somebody else praises, you praise the next person. That also, there's explanation, inshallah, will come in the next, in Surah Fatiha, we'll explain that. But, so that's the second type of praise. The third praise, Allah Ta'ala praises himself, which is due right. And then Allah praises his bandas, his servants. Ni'mal abd, what good servants of mine, those obedient servants of mine. So whatever praises they are, all only and solely belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you acknowledge, you say, oh Allah, all these praises are only for you. And ba'ad khubiyo, all goodness, all beauty, all types of praises only for you, ya Allah. Ba'ad buland hai, wa tabaraka smuk. Oh Allah, your name is so blessed. Wa tabaraka smuk. Your name is so full of blessing. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's name is so blessed that Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullahi says, when you take the name of Allah Ta'ala, you become blessed. Like when a person makes zikr regularly and the connection with Allah Ta'ala comes, people come saying, hey, you are buzur, please make dua for me. Please blow on my badam, blow on me. Why? That is the blessing of the name of Allah. If Allah's name is so blessed, then can we imagine Allah Akbar, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how blessed. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained so beautifully. Just one aspect, when we say, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah, the power in the shahadat finger we can't imagine. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left his shahadat finger and split the moon. That power is still there when we build this connection with Allah. But like Hazrat says, every day no bombs are thrown on Hiroshima. Every day the karamats are not shown. Now and then Allah shows some karamats. So that power is there. But if we build this connection with Allah, then when we need it, we'll see how Allah Ta'ala gives us this power. So when there's so much barakat in the name of Allah, when you bring the deen of Allah in your life, how much power will come in your life? So that is the barakat. So you say, Allah, your name is so blessed. Wa ta'ala jadduk. Oh Allah, your majesty is so high. You are so lofty. You are so great, oh Allah. And the crux of all, wa la ilaha ghayruk. There is nobody for me besides you, O Allah. O Allah, you are just for me alone, and only for me alone. Not like in this world, artificial infatuation. You fool this artificial lover that you are having illicit love affairs, and you say, you and only you alone for me. And a person like that, he goes to a card shop and he says, have you got a card that, or you and only you for me? You alone for me? He says, yes, I got this card, special card. He says, give me 10, or give me 1,000. You're saying, you're presenting a card, you alone, but you're buying 10. No, what Allah is only for me. And Allah's special attention for me. And that is why so beautifully our Dada Shaykh, Allahu Akbar, that he says, the ashikana, the loving tarjuma of La ilaha illallah. The one is La ilaha illallah. We know there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But as you do your zikr and you take out from your heart everything besides Allah, and you put Allah in your heart, now when you say La ilaha illallah, O Allah, aapke siwai ko aur hai nahi mere. Besides you, Allah, who is there for me? When a wife tells her husband, who is there for me besides you? How she'll melt. The parents tell that, the children tell their parents, besides you all, who are there for us? They'll melt. When we tell Allah, oh Allah, there's nobody for me besides you. Now, Allahu Akbar. How that person, now you are solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is now just the crux of your salam. Now imagine when you're going ahead. So this dua was sunnat. And this was the beginning of how we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. Immediately we find Allah ta'ala's special abundance of favors are descending upon us. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we should make. That's why we just want to end it to say that we have to do this mashq, this exercise. What we have learned already, try and practice upon it, and then we'll see as we exercise daily, we'll come to that point. Allah give us hope.